Good afternoon or good evening. Welcome to today's meeting. We would like to acknowledge that we are joining you today from the territories of the Coast Salish peoples. We are grateful for their stewardship of these lands. My name is Linda Tynan. I am a local government advisor and one of the commissioners on the BC Electoral Boundaries Commission. Please allow me to introduce my fellow commissioners. On my right, we have Nitya Iyer, who is chair of the commission and a BC Supreme Court justice. On my left, Anton Bogman, commissioner and chief electoral officer of British Columbia. Let me tell you about who we are and what we do. We are an independent and nonpartisan commission created by the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. The Act requires commissions like ours to review electoral districts after every second provincial election. Our job is to review the area, boundaries, and names of existing electoral districts and make recommendations for change. The way we have decided to do this is by first asking BC residents for their views on this topic. That is the purpose of today's meeting. After the first round of public consultations, we will publish a preliminary report with our initial recommendations. We hope to do that by early fall of this year. We will then have a second round of public meetings asking for input on the proposed changes. Following that, we will write our final report and recommendations. Of course, it will also be public. Our final report must be submitted by April 2023. Ultimately, the BC Legislative Assembly decides whether to accept all, some, or none of our recommendations. And what are the factors that we consider in making recommendations? The Electoral Boundaries Commission Act explains what they are. Our governing principle is representation by population. In order to achieve representation by population, we must consider geographic factors such as accessibility and size, demographic factors such as population numbers, rate of growth, and communities of interest. And lastly, means of communication and transportation. We must try to ensure that each electoral district is within 25% of the population average of an electoral district, which is currently approximately just over 57,000 people, but we can exceed this range if we consider it necessary to achieve effective representation. There are currently 87 electoral districts in BC, and the Act allows us to propose up to 6 additional electoral districts for a maximum total of 93. So today, if you would like to make a presentation at this meeting, you need to sign in at the registration table with Chad back there near the entrance so that we can call on you. At this point in time, I have 4 individuals signed up to speak. If you want to add your name as a speaker, you may do so as well. I would like you to know that we're audio recording all public meetings and will make them available on our website, which is at www.bcebc.ca. If you make a presentation, your name and community will be listed with the meeting recording. Please review the privacy policy on our website for more information. We will ask you to limit your presentation to approximately 10 minutes for consistency in all of our meetings. We encourage you also to send us a copy of your presentation through the website so that we may refer back to it or that we have it in writing as well. When we've heard from all presenters, I will close the meeting, although the 3 of us will be here for a few minutes after the meeting, so certainly if you have any questions or follow-up comments, feel free to approach us after the meeting has closed. So we will now begin calling presenters, and I do apologize if I mispronounce your name. I will try my best. All right, so when you are called, just come up to the chair at the front here and speak into the microphone so that they can capture it with the audio recording. So we'll start with our first speaker today, which will be Nathan Patchell.
Close enough.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my name is Nathan Pahal. I am a Langley City Councilor. So there's about 3 points that I wanted to cover, and thanks for the opportunity again to speak on this. One of them is based on my experience with what they did for changes in the federal election. So a few elections ago, they created the Cloverdale-Langley City riding. And so Cloverdale and Langley City are really two very separate communities. Even if you look at like transit access, it's really difficult to get between the two. Our MP, just from my perspective as a city councilor, is splitting his time really between Cloverdale and Langley City. And I think, you know, no fault of him, but he tends to focus a bit more on Cloverdale and that area. And so for us as Langley City, we kind of feel just a little bit neglected or like an attachment to the Surrey riding. Now, Langley City and Langley Township actually are, you know, we started off as one community. So there's still a lot of things that we do together that are shared. So, you know, our police detachment is shared. Our healthy community partnership is shared. So that's the township staff, city staff, Fraser Health getting together. And our social service providers like Encompass and Langley Community Services Society, Stepping Stones, among others, share resources. So, for example, we have nonprofits that are located in the township and the city, and our supportive housing for both the city and the township is just over into the township border, but that's in the Langley Regional Center. So I shared a map with your staff member in the back there. Metro Vancouver Regional District has identified the Langley Regional Town Center, and that encompasses both the township and the city of Langley. That's been in the plan, you know, since probably I was born, and that's one of the main reasons why we're getting SkyTrain. And so Langley is getting two stations, one at Willowbrook Mall. That station actually is like right through the middle of the division between the township and the city, so one half is in the city, the other half is in the township, and just showing how integrated our communities are. Like on that section of road, the township maintains the road and our city crews maintain like the sidewalk on one side, so it is really one community. And when we work on our plans together, it's coordinated insofar as even our water systems are connected. So if there's an interruption in the metro connection, our staff members and the township and the city can interconnect our systems together. So point being that Surrey is definitely its own community. I don't do a lot with them at all. I've never spoken to any of the counselors there. In the township of Langley, like, I know all the counselors there. You know, we've had coffee from time to time. I mean, we were one community until 1955, which gets to my next topic, is the difference between urban and rural Langley. So our city, again, split apart in 1955 because the rest of the township of Langley was rural. And the rural council at the time wasn't really seeing the value in urban services. So they said, not a nickel for streetlights. And that's how our community was formed. And I still see that today in township politics. Now, again, I'm a city councilor, not a township councilor, but there's a real split between sort of the needs of a rural community and the needs of an urban community. And I think as an MLA, if I was trying to put myself in that footprint, I'd find it really hard to sort of deal with a very fast-growing urban community. And then, you know, an area that Metro Vancouver wants to preserve as rural and keep the agricultural component there. I don't know how I would be able to make that switch in my mind between those two distinct set of issues. So when I look at sort of urban Langley, there's another sort of urban center that's forming up in Carville. So that's at the Bus Exchange 200 Street area. That's identified in Metro Vancouver's growth strategy as the Willoughby Town Center. So we really have the strong regional town center, which is Langley City and Township, which is sort of down from the Nickle-Mackle River up to 64th. But then you could probably put like kilometer radius around that. Then you have the community that's formed up in Walnut Grove, down into Carvalth and sort of upper Willoughby. And there's the Willoughby Regional Center there. So we're going to see huge growth because of SkyTrain in Langley City. Our population is expected to go from 30,000 to 50,000 in the next, in the lifespan of our official community plan in Metro 2050, the new regional growth strategy. Not a township councillor, but I know there's a ton of growth happening on the, North Willoughby area as well in Walnut Grove. So I could see at some point in time that there'd need to be some sort of split there just because of the population growth. And in my mind, I sort of see those two sort of urban centers, sort of a North Langley area and sort of a Central Langley area, and then kind of a rural area that might encompass, rural Langley, maybe some sections of Brookswoods and maybe Fort Langley. That's kind of how I would see it from my perspective as a city councillor. So thank you for letting me share that feedback with you.
Well, Nathan, we really appreciate all of that perspective. We've been consistently saying since we started in June this week how important it is for us not just to see the tax benefits, but to hear from the perspectives of what makes the community and where natural families are. So we really appreciate that. On our website, it's not up and running yet, but there will be an interactive map where you can actually adjust the lines and make your proposals that way.
Maybe in 2 weeks or 2 to 3 weeks, it'll be up and running. I would encourage maybe you having a look at it and then maybe putting some of the ideas you've said into that more illustrative, similar to what you've done here, but on the whole perspective. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Okay. So our next speaker will be Brian Hagen.
Thank you. I'm glad you pronounce names how I pronounce names. I appreciate it. Brian Hogan from a longtime resident of the Langley Township area. And thank you all for the opportunity to speak before this, the Electoral Boundaries Commission. And thank you all for the work that you're doing to strengthen democracy. This is a great move, even though it's legislated every 2 years. I'm glad to see that this open, transparent process is happening. Nice to see. Now, why I'm interested in this is that I know the previous government had changed the electoral boundaries and made something called 17 rural and northern seats in 2007, and they reinforced that again in 2014 and through legislation. And it seems that what that did is it had the effect of diluting the votes in Metro Vancouver. And it, to me, it seems like if you have a vote in Vancouver, it carries a lot less weight than one in rural or northern British Columbia. Now, that legislation's been repealed, and restoring the independence to the process, and the amendments recently cast, I think last spring or last summer, were designed to improve independence and restore flexibility to the to your commission. And it makes a lot of sense to me that some of the urban MLAs are doing, or makes little sense to me, sorry, that some of the urban MLAs are serving four times the members or constituents as their rural counterparts. And, so in addition to addressing, issues such as electoral equality, the commission also has to recognize, as the former speaker mentioned, the dramatic growth that's occurring throughout Metro Vancouver. And as he mentioned, the SkyTrains are going to cause a big growth factor out here. And I believe that Metro Vancouver has added 180,000 people in the last couple of years, which is a huge increase, something like 7 or 8%, which is about the same amount of people as live in Kelowna have been added to this region. And Langley City, Langley Township, and Aldergrove, they've contributed to that growth. And these communities certainly have, like the former speaker mentioned, distinct rural and urban population needs. And I'm just wondering why Aldergrove, which to me has always seemed like part of Langley Township and the Langleys, is attached to Abbotsford. And that seems to be a disconnect to me. I don't have any suggestions right now on how boundaries could go. That's something that I certainly will put more effort into. But I do know that Willoughby and Walnut Grove, they have something like 70,000 people, which is certainly over that 50-ish thousand that we've got. And having a third riding in this area, I believe, would be very valuable. And in fact, adding six ridings, I think it would bring the amount so that it's fair, where we have about 50-ish thousand people represented per MLA, and I think that fairness is really important for British Columbians and people in Langley. And maybe redistributing some of the northern seats that have quite low populations, from what I understand, making it so that, you know, one vote has an equal voice. You know, the MLA has 50,000 people, 50,000 voters. It makes sense to me. And certainly this lower mainland area is an area that's going to need more seats. And that's my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And certainly the growth in the Metro Vancouver area is something that we've heard a number of speakers speak on today. Okay. So thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
I'll try it again with the pronunciation. Helen Pahu.
Hi, my name is Helen, and thank you so much for holding this opportunity for us to come out and speak to you all about it. I do want to put it out there that I'm actually wanting to speak today regarding having a new riding for Surrey Centre. I wasn't able to make it to the earlier one today, so I apologize for taking up space here in Langley regarding a Langley issue and not about Surrey. And thank you again for this time. And I'll be reading my little thing here as if I were back in Surrey. So mind you about that. So hello, my name is Helen Sophia Pahu. I am 24 years old, and I'm doing my honors undergraduate degree in political science, legal studies, and international studies at Simon Fraser University. At my university, I also hold titles such as being a senator within the SFU Senate, and I have recently been elected as the incoming president of the Simon Fraser Student Society, with my legal term of office starting at the beginning of May of this year. But today, I wish to leave all those titles at the door and just come to you today and speak as a proud resident of the Surrey Centre area, the fastest growing community within the city of Surrey. And I wish to speak to you all as a representation of what Surrey's downtown core may have in store in the near future. So in all my years growing up in Surrey Centre, notably known as Wally or downtown Surrey, I'm honored to have been surrounded by a community of culturally diverse, resilient, and hardworking newcomers and individuals. When my mom, a now single mother who immigrated to Surrey Centre from Indonesia, decided to raise me there, she could see the potential of a fast developing area that was accessible enough to sustain her daughter's future. Fast forward 24 years later, and the demographics of Surrey Centre will continue to grow, develop, and expand to accommodate the rapid influx of a younger and eagerly engaged population. Many are young professionals that come from immigrant backgrounds like my own mother. This is a change from what the traditional Surrey Wally riding has been. And as a young woman hoping to develop her own ventures here in Surrey Centre or there in Surrey Centre and raise her own family someday in that area, the potential there is continuously advancing, and it never ceases to amaze me to be surrounded by all of that on the constant. The face of Surrey Centre is changing. Our city continues to invest in multi-level sky rises that are constantly built upwards. Every morning, before going to school or work, I wake up to the sounds of construction workers as they construct massive buildings right outside my backyard. And it reminds me that I will soon have a multiplicity of new neighbors to become friends with someday. And who will be living in these buildings? Most often than not, it will be younger individuals like myself looking to invest in these properties that are accessible to local amenities such as the Surrey Central SkyTrain station that help university students like myself go to school or go to work if we don't have a car. They will also be young families looking for an accessible area to raise their children in. As a 2016 high school graduate of Queen Elizabeth Secondary School in Surrey, I can already point to you all of the numerous local elementary schools and high schools in Surrey Centre where a young family would be eager to register their children in. In other words, the Surrey Centre community is a vantage point where families can watch their children successfully grow up with an advanced community without the need to travel far to get a quality K-12 education. And let's remember that we have two SFU campuses that plan to expand a medical school near Surrey Memorial Hospital. And Surrey Centre will also be looking forward to seeing a new transportation expansion with the new UBC campus being developed within that area. It's mind-blowing to know that Surrey Centre is progressively being reshaped into a new hub that spearheads the epitome of research, service, business, technology each and every single day. To accommodate these changes, we must be ready to establish equitable and informed representation that matches these changes. The expansion of high-rise buildings, businesses, universities, and technology have catalyzed the changes in demographic makeup within this community. If not now, then within the next coming years, Surrey Centre will have the population base, I believe, to be considered as a new riding. So, with all that being said, I ask you to please keep my words at heart and in consideration. Remember that passionate folks like myself are willing to be able to take Surrey Centre to the next level in the next few years via our smarts, our leadership, and skill sets that are essential to this economy. It is key that we have representation that mirrors the ever-growing potential of the Surrey Centre community, and I highly encourage you to consider making Surrey Centre a riding of its own self, what it deserves to be. So again, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you today and for taking up space in a riding that's not related to Surrey at all. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen. As I mentioned to the previous speakers, that kind of insight in communities is so much appreciated by all three of us, and you're more than welcome to be at any of the meetings. So,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So thank you very much.
Thanks.
Do you think that you could pull the blinds? I noticed the sun is in a few of the audience's eyes there. I'm not sure which. There. Oh, there you go. Oh. I'm not sure where that's coming from. Sorry. Did we get it? There we go. Okay, our next speaker is Agostino
Domenico.
Thank you.
Thought I'd give you a hand with that one. So, yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for your time today. My name is Agostino Domenico. I'm here as an active community member who cares about Langley. Langley is one of the fastest growing municipalities in British Columbia. It covers two municipalities, Langley City and Langley Township. As you know, Langley is a mix of rural and a very fast-growing urban area in the north. Willoughby and Walnut Grove alone have about 70,000 residents. As we are growing, I believe that Langley should be made into three standalone ridings. The three ridings should be formed to really reflect the regional interest of the different areas within the municipalities. I believe we need two urban and one rural riding. Three MLAs, all Langley, as one of the fastest-growing municipalities there in our province. Thank you for your time. It was a quick one.
That was a quick one, but it's clear, and thank you. Clear and to the point, and, and thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your time.
Yeah. I'll just check with Chad to see. That's all the names I have so far, but he may have some more for me. Okay. Thank you. So far, we have one more presenter. We have Eric Woodward.
Yeah, thanks for that. One thing I wanted to mention, there's a deadline for written submissions. Could you remind me what that is?
May 31st.
So there's some time to follow up with a more substantial submission.
Absolutely. And I think you weren't in the room yet when I did the introduction.
Yeah,
and I said it would be great to follow up.
So just to clarify, I'm a counselor with the Township of Langley. I'm not here in that capacity, though. There's no motion of council. There's no direction from council. There's been no discussion of this at council table. I'm here as an interested party on the future of the political direction of Langley. And I'll follow up with some different details and numbers, but I want to put a face to the name, and I'll mention that I presented in the written submission. The main thing that I think Langley needs to deal with in regards to its provincial representation is two things, two main items. I think we're dealing with significant quantity of growth in a very specific part of the township, and that's Willoughby. Between Civic Center around 64th Avenue to the freeway between 196th and 216th. And currently, approximately that population, even since the census, has increased to approximately 52,000 people. And that's growing. I checked this morning with staff, and we have thousands of units that are at the building permit stage with a projected population of around 2 per unit. And so we're looking, even by the time this process repeats itself, to see significant growth just in this one area of Langley. We are seeing moderate growth in Murrayville and Aldergrove as well, but you know, with projected long-term growth for Brookswood, but relatively stable for probably the next 5 years. The main thing I'd like to breach is to also mention, when I come, I'll circle back to Willoughby, is that Aldergrove, in the sense that a lot of Aldergrove residents have communicated to me that you know, even the paper doesn't mention their Aldergrove MLA much when talking about representation of Langley. The Langley MLAs are seen to be the two, Andrew Mercier and Megan Dykeman currently. Very few people mention sort of the other two. And I think that speaks to the fact that Aldergrove looks more towards Langley than it does to Abbotsford. And I think that's quite important. Their identity is that they're mainly part of Langley, and they don't look towards Abbotsford, South Abbotsford, or West Abbotsford, or out to Chilliwack. And I think that it would serve the township, the contingency that I try to serve it well, to have MLA representation that looks more to the east, to the township of Langley, rather than it does to the other municipality. And I think it would serve Aldergrove well. This also, when you look at the numbers and the boundaries as part of the process, I think you'll see maybe some need to redistrict. And I'm not here to try to tell you what the boundaries should be, but I think it would be valuable to the township of Langley, as I've seen it as a counselor, to have an MLA that is specific to Willoughby. And I don't necessarily think that necessitates a boundary change on 72nd Avenue. There's so much growth occurring between 72nd, out to the freeway, around our transit exchange, the 200 Street corridor, and Willoughby Town Center. We have significant growth anticipated around the 216th interchange. We have significant growth anticipated for the car boat area. And I think you'll see density increases to come in the years ahead, simply given the affordability crisis, attainable housing issues, and the pressing demand on Greenfield. And the challenge that's occurring there, of course, is around provincial issues such as schools and other issues. And I think it would be quite helpful for the identity of Willoughby to focus on some of those issues that we're not seeing in Walnut Grove or Murrayville. Brookswood will see those issues ahead, but it has its MLA dedicated to that area, separate from South Langley or Murrayville, which don't experience some of these growth challenges. So I would ask that the commission at a very high level consider an MLA specific to Willoughby. And then I think that would serve well the urban areas of Walnut Grove, Murrayville, and Aldergrove to look at identifying more to Langley and having common issues, established areas, single family density prevailing for most of those, but transitioning, not immediately, but in the future, maybe some higher densities and character changes. But for the moment, relatively stable and low growth compared to these other areas. I think it's somewhat unique to have such intense growth in such a specific part of one municipality. And I think that would be a key factor for you to consider while you look at this and the growth ahead to, I think, look at reducing some of the numbers and helping Willoughby with the unique issues that it faces and potentially a separate representation. I will add that it may make sense to also consider adding Walnut Grove to Willoughby if the numbers don't quite line up, because Walnut Grove is affected by some of the infrastructure challenges that are occurring in Willoughby. Some of the north-south corridors that are not constructed, not finished, are a persistent complaint in the community. And we hear those complaints from residents of Walnut Grove attempting to transit through Willoughby to get to our commercial district at Willowbrook. And so these infrastructure issues are challenging them. The catchment areas in Willoughby related to steel construction do affect Walnut Grove. So I think if the numbers don't quite work, it would make sense to look at combining Willoughby and Walnut Grove in some form, not necessarily moving the boundary at 72nd. I think that that would be something that would make more sense. And then you would have Murrayville, potentially Alder Grove, Salmon River, some of those rural areas, potentially the numbers look like they were. Okay?
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah. Just a couple of notes. Yeah. So, yeah, we would look forward to seeing your submission online. You have a lot of points in there, yeah. And it'll take some time to go through it.
Just high-level notes, and I will follow up with some numbers, and those thoughts will be documented for you. I wanted to put a face to the name so that when you see my written submission, hopefully you'll recall this, given all the quantity of the submissions I know you're receiving.
Yeah, and I note that you used the building permit stats as an example, and just the other day we were talking about means to look at population projections, and certainly building permits.
Yeah, I would remind
stats
you, the census,
is something that,
the census
yeah.
numbers released recently for Willoughby are already obsolete.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Chad's on a song. Thanks, Chad. We have one more presenter, Mike Soliom, please.
Great, thank you. Sorry for being late. The traffic was less than stellar. My name is Mike Soliom. I'm an economics instructor at Douglas College. I've taught transportation economics previously, and I live in Langley City. I just wanted to share my thoughts. I was looking at the census data, and like the previous two presenters, I feel that if there's going to be a split in the riding, that there should be three MLAs for Langley. In my mind, as a resident of Langley City, I personally appreciate to have a single MLA for Langley City, and to avoid having Langley City split in half if the numbers kind of look that way. And so, just like the previous presenter, Eric, I was thinking Willoughby separated from Langley City, which is seeing its own growth, but not just growth in the past 5 years, the expected growth from SkyTrain into the next 5, 10, 20 years is enough to make it a distinct entity from Willoughby itself. So Willoughby, I was just looking at the census data this morning, has seen growth of 150% in the past 5 years, and that's obviously going to continue with the development, but the development in Langley City hasn't really begun and to hit its full potential yet. So I feel the needs are going to be a little bit different, partly because Willoughby's not going to have the direct walkable access to SkyTrain. I'm sure there's still going to be a lot of commuters using the highway, whereas Langley City, we're going to see a lot of commuters using the SkyTrain. And so I feel the needs are different, and an MLA for North Langley in that sense would serve their needs better than someone who has to try and serve the needs of Langley City and Brookswood south of it, which I think are going to be significantly closer in their needs. And that's pretty much it. So thank you very much.
Oh, great. Thank you very much again for very useful information to consider. Do you want these so you can add it to these ones instead of a new sheet? Okay, we have one more presenter, Michelle Laurie.
Thank you, and sorry for being late. Also got caught in that lonely freeway traffic. My name is Michelle Laurie, and I'm a resident of Walnut Grove. I've lived there for 26 years, and so have been through now a couple of boundary changes. And I just wanted to say, it's been touched on a couple times, but the division that removed the eastern portion of Langley from our communities was a pretty drastic at the time. We used to be, in Walnut Grove, we used to be part of the riding of Fort Langley-Alder Grove. And so we had a lot of connection with people in Alder Grove when it came to election time to discuss things. They're now in West or South Abbotsford, I can't remember, but they're attached to an Abbotsford. And there's little attention paid to them. As constituents, they're a minority. They're not part of the community that their MLA really represents, and they're ignored. And they're a unique group within Langley because they are more of the rural part of Langley. but they are isolated and no longer represented or no longer feel that they have much of a voice in Victoria because they are not represented by Abbotsford as well. It seems logical that we have them all together, whether that means two different ridings or three ridings. I'll leave that to you in the numbers. The growth has been overwhelming in the Walnut Grove, but in particular Willoughby across the Fruitery from us. But it and if it can support the numbers to bring all of Langley back into being distinct, that would be great. If that means three MLAs for one community, but to take an urban center the size of Langley and split pieces of it off and give them to other large urban centers makes no sense. It would be like putting part of us with Surrey, and it just doesn't work. We have specific municipal issues that are also funded provincially. Transportation, schools, hospitals, all of those things where provincial funding interacts with municipalities, and it doesn't work if you try and split us off. So I didn't have anything prepared. I will go online when you have the maps up. I think that's a fantastic idea, but I just really wanted to say that. It has been sort of really disenfranchising for those people in Aldergrove who got taken out and put into a completely different community just for the purpose of a provincial election. Thank you.
Well, great. Well, thank you for coming up and providing those thoughts as well. I'm not seeing that we have any additional speakers. Is anybody else wanting to sign up with Chad back here before I close the meeting? Seeing none, as I said at the beginning, we will still be here for a little bit after I close the meeting, so feel free to approach any one of us, and if you have any especially if you have any questions, you want some clarification on something, or it's just the thought you think we should know. But we really do thank you for your presentations and input today. The audio recordings will be available on our website next week. And as we've talked about a number of times already, if you have more information that you would like us to consider, or if you know of other people that might have not yet heard of this, we've just got started. We're on the tight timelines, so certainly spread the word on our behalf would be most appreciated. And our website is the best place to provide that input if it's not in person. That's at www.bcebc.ca. So once more, thank you all, and I call the meeting closed.